This episode is brought to you by Topper Jewelers. Summer is finally here, which means the days are longer and the weather is warmer. Whether you spend your summer days hiking through nature, out on the water, or grilling with friends and family, there's no denying the importance of that perfect summer watch. Our friends at Topper Jewelers have curated a selection of watches that are ideal for any summer day and any adventure. Discover their top 10 watches of summer at topperjewelers.com and check out any of their almost 20 watch brands online. Welcome to the 10 and 2 podcast. I'm Kat.
I'm Catlin.
And we're here every week talking watches, photography, adventure, and exploring the world of horology. How are you?
I am well, Kat. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, we have a fun episode today. We're going to be talking about some summer watches.
I'm so excited.
I am too.
We've been talking about wanting to do this episode forever.
We have.
This was something that has been, we have a list of episodes like of episodes that we want to do. So this has been on our list for a while. It's summertime. We're both fans of summer and summer watches, even though now we can't go anywhere or do anything. But ideally, hypothetically, in a perfect world, we would be wearing summer watches.
Yeah. Well, we are wearing summer watches.
We are.
Well, speaking of, let's do a quick wristwatch check.
Yes.
What are you wearing today?
I have a summer watch on. I have the Oris Aquas Mint Dial. Great for summer. I love the color to it. I love how comfortable it is on the wrist. It has a lot more versatility than I thought it would. You would think that a mint dial wouldn't go with much, but genuinely it does. Like, I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
So, how, like that one. What about you?
I'm wearing my Manta Ocean King, the blue dial. I love this watch. It's beautiful. And we'll talk about it a little bit. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. But I really like it a lot.
Yeah, same. Well, so summertime.
Yeah.
Man, it's hot out. It is hot.
That's true.
It's hot out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no rain anywhere. We can't even... So. We just found out we can't even set off fireworks this year. Well, we're not supposed to in Davidson County.
Yeah, our county's at least. Yeah.
Well, not our counties because we live in the country and you can't tell us what to do. But in the city, you can't set off fireworks because there's no rain. Everything's so dry.
Yeah.
So, but it is summer nonetheless. That's what we expect. Are you going to go anywhere this summer? Vacation? Let's just talk about the lives that we don't have for a moment.
I really want to. Yeah. I want to go somewhere. And we've talked about going to the beach, but the beaches are so crowded. I really don't want to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
We talked about maybe going out west and going to some national parks.
Nice.
I know. Yellowstone.
That would be fun. See, I would love to go to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be such a cool trip.
Yosemite. I don't know.
Yeah. Man. Very cool.
We'll see.
See what happens.
We'll flip a coin. The problem is, too, like, we have two dogs, and we can't pack them in a car and go with us. So, it's harder than kids. Like, kids, they go with you.
Yeah.
Can't do the same with dogs.
No. Not so much. So, not all the time.
Yeah.
Not when you have a dog who gets car sick, so.
No. Very car sick. Like, not even to the end of the driveway. Sick.
Oh, bless her heart.
What about you?
No. Yeah. Nope. Sure not. Tyler was just on our vacation that we go on every year without me.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, to the beach. But yeah, unfortunately, no real time off at work.
Yeah.
So all summer long.
We'll be knocking out episodes all year. No breaks for 10 and 2.
Which has literally been the story of our lives the last 2 days.
Yeah.
The fact that we survived.
This is our third, by the way, this is our third episode that we recorded today.
So forgive us.
It's kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even, we're 5 minutes into it and it's been real hard.
It's fun. I feel like our listeners kind of expect that. At this point, like,
I would
if
hope
we
so.
Were formal, I mean, who would want to listen to us, honestly?
Yeah,
like, I feel like part of our charm is the fact that we're kind of a shit show sometimes.
Okay. If you say so.
That's what I tell myself to make myself feel better, is that people find my hot mess life to be endearing. So, all right, well, let's talk about summer.
Yeah.
Like summer watches. So mm-hmm. what makes a watch a summer watch?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's hard not to just immediately think of divers, and we're both wearing divers today.
Yeah.
Because I want a lot of water resistance, and I want something that is tough enough to handle any element, whether it's like the beach or I'm outside working in the yard or just whatever. Or if I'm just like sitting outside at a restaurant sweating my ass off, like I want a watch that can handle it and handle all the humidity that comes with it.
Oh, the humidity.
So, you know, I want a watch that either lives on a NATO or a rubber strap, or I want a bracelet that, you know, like this Monta has, that's a micro adjustable one, so I can adjust it throughout the day. So those are things that I look for, along with obviously some aesthetics, like bright colors and fun summer colors. What about you?
No, same. I think water resistance is the big thing. And this is something that I had actually noted to talk about, because I feel like people are too quick to say, you know, oh, y'all are too hard on watches that have 30 meters of water resistance. 30 meters is fine. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a common misconception in amongst like hobbyists, is that water resistance, it really doesn't have to do that much with water, because realistically, no, we're not going any deeper than 30. If I am, then I'm in trouble. yeah, I don't like going past like 8 feet in the pool. But so the thing about water resistance is that it's pressure. So
yeah,
it's the amount of pressure that you would have at 30 meters. So, I mean, you have to consider that if I were outside in the yard, or if I were washing my car with a spray hose or the garden hose, the pressure that's coming out of that, if I were to have direct pressure on my crown, which is the weakest part of my watch, if it were less than 30 meters, there'd be water damage just from that. And it's not even technically submersed. And I think that that's a really common misconception amongst people who maybe aren't quite as familiar. So that is why we talk about things like, oh, 30 meters isn't a lot.
Well, and they even tell you a lot of times with those pieces. I know my Grand Seiko was the same way. The most that it can handle was like gentle. It even said gentle hand mm-hmm. washing. So like if you're in a faucet that has a lot of pressure, like you said, you know, I don't want to take the risk, first of all.
Right.
I don't want to take the risk. And especially swimming, your arms are going through
exactly.
the water.
Exactly. Or riding. This is something that I tell people all the time. So if I have a 100-meter water resistant watch, and I go, like when I go to Florida, I love to go out riding jet skis.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and I get a little cocky. I'm not going to lie. And I shouldn't, because
then you go flying off.
I go flying off the damn jet ski every time. And that impact of me, you know, going so fast on a jet ski, coming to a dead stop and flipping into the water, that impact is more than what you would get at 100 meters of depth. Mm-hmm. So that, and if I were to just hit my crown just right going into the water on some of my watches, that would be it, you know? So that's something that's why we talk about water resistance being such a big deal. Mm-hmm. No, we're not swimming, you know, more than me. I'm not swimming more than 8 feet. Like I'm not... I don't dive. Even then, I'm not going more than 100 meters, but it is very important for that reason. So all that to say, water resistance, number one, important. comfort, like you said, it's not that it's hot. I mean, it's that it's hot, but it's also that it's very humid here, you know, and I know a lot of southern states run into the same thing. And that feeling of just everything feels tight, and like when you just walk out your door and you just sweat just standing there once you open your door, like that's Tennessee humidity. So having something that fits a little bit more loose and, you know, has the straps or rubber straps are especially great because they're so easy to clean. I hate getting things sweaty. You know, that's really great. And like you said, bright colors and fun. Like I just, for me, summer screams fun. That's when, you know, I'm a very black, white and gray person all year long, but mm-hmm. summer's like where
you get your teal NATO strap out.
And I mean, I'll wear it in the middle of winter. But
wait, you have one that has palm trees on it, don't
I do
you?
It's my summer
strap. All the summer straps.
I love the NATO. I've got the NATO straps,
and you wear them in winter too, to be fair. You bring summer into winter.
It's like 10 degrees outside and I'm salty and I want to go to the beach, so I just put on my damn palm tree NATO strap just to have some feeling of summer. So
it's very, very true.
But so I mean, I think overall, like that kind of covers what we look for. I mean,
yeah,
Yeah.
Those are the important things, comfort. I think.
Yeah, as far as design, I don't want anything that's overly polished either. Mm-hmm. I did make a note of that.
Really?
Yeah, I just, well, in general, I don't like all super polished high polish watches anyways, but especially in summer, because when I think about the things that I do in summer, you know, I'm outside all the time. And not that, even if I'm not doing anything with my watches, being outside, like I'm hitting it against things that I normally wouldn't, you know, even sitting on my patio furniture.
Yeah.
Like I'm hitting it against a metal chair all the time. Or
you notice my metal chairs like outside.
I know. I have metal chairs outside as well.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that. I just don't like a lot of high polish. I think brush is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, I get it. I get it for sure. That's not something I think I quite pay a lot of attention to, but I get that. Yeah. Interesting point for sure.
Definitely. All right.
So when talking about some of our summer watches, what would you consider the most summer watch? Summery watch? I don't know how to say that. Your most summer watch.
In my collection right now that I own.
That you own.
The Planet Ocean. 100%.
I figured.
And I mean, I have so many dive watches too. Like, I have a style, okay? Clearly, I have a theme for dive watches. If you look at my collection, dive watches are very heavily represented. But yeah, that Planet Ocean, it's everything we talked about. It's 600 meter water resistant. Now, I will say on the shark mesh bracelet, there's no adjustment in that. Like, there is an adjustment in the clasp, but it's the regular spring bar adjustment. That's actually the only adjustment in the watch.
I still appreciate that, though.
I've been at a restaurant outside at a table, and I've totally used a toothpick to take care of that.
Absolutely.
But there is something to be said about something like with your Manta, where it has just the slide, you know, the sliding clasp. I do really appreciate that. But that being said, then all the strap options, the NATO straps, the rubber straps that go along with this watch, it's not a colorful watch, but it's bright, it's bold, it's white. I feel like white is such a great summer color. Was it as we said in the last episode, I think, that we were talking crap about our white watches? White, look, we're women. We get to be kind of wishy-washy about things sometimes, I think. But it really is great for summer. And so all the straps, like every colorful, everything strap goes with it.
Yeah. No, that's great. I think the white, I mean, you have this ability to put any NATO strap on that thing, and it's going to look good. It really is. And it's so stark white, too. It's just perfect.
That's the thing. I feel like so many brands shy away from bright white, and I don't know why.
Well, and the, you know, you have the white bezel along with that. And if I'm being frank, and I hope no men get offended by this, but there is a feminine aspect to that watch. Fair. It's not a ladies' watch by any means. I mean, you have the full size Planet Ocean, but to me, like white bezel, white dial, that there's a feminine aspect to it that I appreciate as a lady. I can understand some men don't like that, and I've heard of men don't like that, but that's okay because we're allowed to have that. We're allowed just one little thing every once in a while.
So I have totally once or twice, maybe a couple of times, considered the diamond bezel on that Planet Ocean.
Really?
It is so gaudy and over the top. I think it's like 1 3/4 carats.
You know what? If anybody could pull it off, it's you.
Yeah. Also, my bank account does not like it, so we're just gonna hold off.
Could you
on
just
that.
Pop it on there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really easy to like on dive watches. There's just a tool that you use to change bezels.
I mean,
I've
popped mine with like a pocket knife.
Well, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna use.
It was a Seiko,
tool.
To be fair.
Okay, I'm just gonna use like a bezel. I don't even know what it's called, and I'm gonna sound like a girl. A bezel tool thingy.
Okay.
to change the bezel out. But I've always thought that was cool. A friend of mine, he actually suggested once that I do like the matte black bezel that is on the same generation of Planet Ocean. So the new ones are, the new Planet Oceans are shiny ceramic. The one before was like a matte black, and he was like, it would be like a really cool kind of like
I could see
cookies
that.
And cream kind of combo. And I think that would be hot. I like this
idea. That probably wouldn't be too expensive.
I don't think those bezels are overly expensive. That should just be what I do. I can start changing straps and bezels depending on my mood.
I like that.
Move. Bank account does not like that.
You should try it.
All right. Well, so before I start investing in hashtag all the bezels, Kat, what? So same question.
Yeah.
Of all your summer, because you're in the same position. You're a very dive heavy collection.
Hell yeah.
So what is? You can tell this is our third podcast of the day because now all the language comes out. all the language and all the laughter.
Yeah.
All right. So in your collection, what's your summer go-to watch? What's your most summery piece?
I mean, this is a tough one for me because I almost wanted to go with the Polar Explorer. I went with the Manta that I'm wearing today, which is the Ocean King. It's the blue dial, blue bezel. It almost has like a Rolex Smurf look to it. I bought this watch because, Manta came here, I just absolutely fell in love with it when I got to see it in person. But right before they came, I was looking for a blue diver. I was actually looking at the Tudor Pelagos and just, I don't know, there's something about it. Maybe it's just like the flat finishing on it. I wasn't falling in love with it, and I still wanted something blue, and then I saw this and fell in love. But this watch, I mean, it's just summer. It's so bright, and when you're outside in the sun, it just glows, and yeah. I love that. I love that it has the quick adjustment on it on the fly. I mean, it's so nice to have, and Montanel puts this on, this bracelet in clasp on every single one of their watches, and I used to be a person that was like, it's not that important, and I have changed my mind.
Once you have it, I feel like there's no going back.
It's hard to go. I mean, I can. Like, I just bought that Tudor, but at least, you know, I could manually adjust it with a little tool.
Yeah.
I think if you don't have that, that's a big no, in my opinion.
Yeah.
My wrist, I mean, all of our wrists just get swollen throughout the day here. Like, multiple times. Even cleaning my house. Like, I don't even have to go outside, y'all. Like, just cleaning my house, like, my wrist gets swollen.
I've always, and I think the hard thing is, like, for me, I'm really particular about the way my watches fit. Like, yeah. I'll add a half or a full link every summer, and I take it back out during the wintertime.
Yeah, absolutely.
So having that adjustment is everything.
I like them to be just a little bit loose. I like to have a little wiggle room. But yeah, this watch, it screams summer. And I think the reason I didn't go with the Polar Explorer is because, yeah, that watch, it works in the summer, but it's not like your Planet Ocean. It's not, the white dial's white, but I don't know, maybe it's the stainless steel bezel that's on it.
It tones it down.
It tones it down. Yeah. And that watch actually looks really great on a leather strap in the winter. It could play both for sure. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But whereas this Manta, I don't wear this much in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, I technically bought it in the winter, but I'm wearing it way more. It's getting much more wear now.
Right.
That the summer months are here and spring has been here. Because even like on leather, it just this color doesn't really work. Now they have models that do, like the gilt dial that I had. But this one to me, it's my summer watch. It's my go-to watch in my collection. Now I could, you know, always add something else later on that might change, but like this is my go-to.
Are you hinting that you're adding something else later on?
I'm going through my head right now. I don't think so. I'm good.
For now.
We have some cool watches coming in.
If y'all could see her face, she's so unsure. But yes, we do have cool watches coming in. Very excited.
Yes, we do. I'm very excited. And they're both like pretty much white. Oh, no, yours is gray. Gray or white? Are they both white?
We both got white.
I always forget that.
We both got white.
I always forget that.
Matchy twinsies.
Yes.
Ride or die.
I'm so excited about that.
Can't wait.
All right.
And y'all have to wait a whole month to find out what's going on. So
yeah, pretty much.
Enjoy. Also, we have to wait a whole month. And
it's only fair.
So it's only fair that y'all have to wait. All right. Well, so now that we know what each other's current collection, we want to talk about just watches in general, like watches that scream summer.
Yeah.
So we've each picked, what did we pick? 5 watches?
I don't know.
I think
just
so.
A bunch of watches.
Picked a bunch of watches. We're going to just talk about like what are our favorite, like when we think watches in summertime, what are each of our favorite watches? This is different than what we usually do. Like we usually do the price points and all this. We said no. Today no. We're just going to have fun and we're just going to talk about any watch that to us screams has summer vibes. Because I really do enjoy summer watches. I enjoy looking at them, mm-hmm. especially for me, because I feel like in general, I play it very safe. Like I am a very black, white, gray person. So like I love the idea of color mm-hmm. and getting to see it more and more. And like I'm dipping my toes more and more into it. So I really love summer and summer watches. And it makes me think about the beach.
Yeah. So. Well, what's your first watch on your list?
All right. First watch.
Yeah.
Only because you did your list before mine, and I saw that you already stole the watch that I wanted to be. So whatever.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm not salty in the least bit. I think if you are talking about summer watches, you have to talk about Doxa.
Yeah.
Any of the Doxa collection. So between the sub 200 to the sub 1200, any of those watches are just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, first of all, it's a brand that has such a great history with diving. But the colors, that's where they really get you. Yes, you have the orange, which is a very traditional color for Doxa. And I spent a lot of time with orange Doxa, and it grew on me because I did not think that I would like something so bright and in my face.
Yeah.
But they were absolutely phenomenal. But then you have all the other colors too. You have the turquoise and the Caribbean, which is like a navy color. You have, you know, just the more traditional silver dial. Yellow. Yeah, there's so many great color options. These bracelets are super incredibly comfortable. Now, the clasp mechanism will depend by model, as far as like if it has a micro adjustment that you can just slide, or if you have to use like a little spring bar tool or a toothpick at a restaurant to adjust it out. But I really like the bracelets. The bracelets are comfortable. They also look great on, you know, rubber straps. They look good on NATOs. Now, I never wore either of the ones that I had on a NATO, but they do look like, I see people do it on Instagram, and dang, they look good. They're just big. They're bold. They're loud. They're fun. They're water resistant.
Yeah.
Doxa.
Yeah.
You have to have one. That's what I tell myself. Yeah. And you guys should probably have one too.
Everyone should have a Doxa.
Everyone. If I were Oprah Winfrey.
You get a Doxa.
Yeah. But I'm not, y'all, so don't get too excited.
Bummer. I'm bummed now.
Sorry, y'all.
I thought I was getting a Doxa for a second.
What do you think?
I like it. Yeah. I like that. And kind of I'm looking through your list here and looking at mine, and I think we have some similarities in what we like and what we consider. Obviously, we kind of talked about what we even consider a summer watch. And for me also, when I look at these pieces that I have on my list, there are pieces that work obviously extremely well in the summer, but they don't. I picked pieces that I don't like to see. Well, not that I don't like to see. I picked pieces that don't work as well in the winter.
Yeah.
Right? So they're watches that you're probably not going to wear a lot of. Not to say that you can't, obviously, but they don't work as well. Like, when you see it, you feel like summer. And so the first one I have on my list is a watch that I hold very, very dear to my heart, and it's the Seiko Pepsi SKX.
Yeah.
I love that watch. I don't own one anymore. Shame on me. I know. I've been through this before. Like, old cat ways.
Old cat ways.
She let it go.
It's all right.
Maybe it'll come back one day. I don't know.
If you love something, aren't you supposed to let it
it'll
go?
It'll find or its whatever? Way.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. If someone wants to send me an SKX, then that's fine. Just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but this watch, I mean, it's the watch that, like, it's so funny because it's a relatively cheap end Seiko diver, but every time I see it on someone else's wrist on a Jubilee bracelet, I want it. I want to put it on.
Yeah.
I want one. Like, it's that just like fun summer watch. We talked about it on the episode with Josh, the Father's Day episode we did, and I just love this watch.
For sure.
The Pepsi bezel, the red and the blue. It's like, it's America colors, first of all. It screams like 4th of July.
It does scream 4th of July.
Summertime, yeah. Grilling out burger. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why. Like, and I know, you know, Seiko has this huge, huge history with diving. But I don't know. I just, I feel like summer when I see that watch. And I think, like, the black SKX can work, obviously, well with any situation.
Right.
But that red and blue bezeled SKX, oh, yeah, that's summer.
No, I would
Summertime.
Agree. I definitely agree. And it's a watch. What's cool about that watch is it's a mechanical watch that you can actually use as a tool watch and not feel bad.
You don't feel bad
about it.
I used to mow the yard and everything.
We don't use our tool watches, and we cry when we scratch them. It's fine. This is a safe place. We can all admit it. We're those people.
Yeah.
But the SKX is a watch that you can.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world.
I like the look of them beat up, too.
Yeah.
I know you talked about, like, not liking that patinaed look.
I don't like a faded up, bezel. Beat up. Yeah. Like, I don't mind that the bezel's beat up, but, like, just faded. Like, it looks like it got sat out in a windowsill all day.
Love it.
For years. Mm.
I can't wait for my Tudor bezel to like start fading.
I saw something. I saw some post or an article somewhere about like different ways that you can fade your bezel. You know how people will manipulate,
I think, like tea bronze? Or coffee or something.
Yeah, but how people will manipulate bronze to fade or to like develop certain patinas. So you can do the same thing with bezels.
Maybe you bleach it or something.
I would think bleach, but I can't remember because
the next 10 and 2 how to. How to bleach your bezel. We're going to do it.
Oh, just kidding. Man. Just kidding. I'm definitely not bleaching bezels. And now for a quick message from our friends at Topper Jewelers. We all know the feeling of anticipation and excitement when a new watch is announced, which is usually followed by the frustration of trying to find one of those highly coveted pieces. As watch enthusiasts first, Rob and his team at Topper Jewelers have made acquiring new and exclusive watches easier than ever. Their website includes a specialized pre-order section, allowing you to place a deposit on the newest watch releases from almost 20 brands. The Oris Karasfort Reef Limited Edition, the stunning new Longines Heritage Tuxedos, and the Grand Seiko Sport Hi-B SBG J237 with that incredibly cool luminescent bezel are just a few of the watches available for pre-order. Head over to topperjewelers.com to check out their pre-order selection and find that new watch release that everyone else is looking for, saving yourself from that all-too-familiar feeling of missing out on your perfect watch. That's topperjewelers.com.
All right, so what's your next pick?
All right. Why'd you start laughing at me?
I don't know.
I was getting all serious.
I'm sorry. Y'all, I'm lost.
We're a disaster. If you guys knew our schedule the last couple of days, the fact that we're awake is amazing.
Yeah.
But so next on my list, I have the Omega Aquaterra. I freaking love the Aquaterra. I think one of the things that I really love about this watch is it's from the beach to the boardroom. Easy.
Yeah.
It's a watch that, especially the new versions of the Aquaterra, because they have these amazing rubber straps. And the rubber straps are so good. The quality is phenomenal. Like, it's way better. Omega has come leaps and bounds in just a few years in their rubber straps. Because, like, I'll be honest. I have an older Planet Ocean, and the rubber strap on there is terrible. I never wear it. It's stiff. It's uncomfortable. It feels like plastic. But the new rubber straps that Omega uses are so comfortable. They're light. They breathe. It's really awesome. And I love the combination of the rubber strap with the Aquaterra case. Now, the Aquaterra, traditionally, it comes in traditional colors, right? So it comes in like a silvery dial. It comes in a black dial. It comes in a blue dial. But then they also do like this grayish blue dial, which is super cool.
Yeah.
They do the pops of color. Like, what I like about brands is maybe if you don't want to commit to a full color dial, because it's a very particular clientele. They do the pop of color in the second hands. Like, they have their golf watch that has the green second hand. They do like a silver dial Aquaterra that has an orange second hand, and I like that.
Yeah.
And they just introduced that green Aquaterra that I've seen in person, and it actually is, it's like a dark.
I need to go see that one.
It's like an olive color.
It's olive green.
But it's a lighter olive. So
it doesn't seem summery. Like, it's not a summery green.
No, it's more like a winter green. Fall green.
Yeah.
Fall, winter green. But the Aquaterra collection in general.
Yeah.
Again, 150 meter water resistant. So it gives me the water resistance that I need. Yep. And
Screw down crown.
Yes. Very important as well. Thank you for knowing all the specs of the
I used to own Aquaterra, so I'm like,
own an Aquaterra.
Oh, yeah,
you should know these things. And honestly, that's one thing that I feel like that's the frustrating thing about when you have older watches is seeing all the cool things that are happening on the new version of your watch.
Yeah.
Like, there's no rubber strap that would fit my watch, but I think the black rubber strap on that with the gold bezel and the diamond markers.
Oh, that would
be so good.
You need to do
so
that.
So good. Like, Omega has there's the silver dial Aquaterra it's my favorite of the new ones that has the Senna gold bezel on the black rubber strap. And damn, it looks so good. But it doesn't fit.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
I wonder if you could
maybe
like
I'll try.
Do a search.
You know what? Maybe I might try this actually.
Let's try it.
I'll update this.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
No, I love that. I love the Aquaterra series. Yeah. I mean, it's one watch. You know, there's not many on both of our lists that aren't, well, you've got quite a few. You know, I picked a lot of divers, obviously, but like this is a watch that, like you said, you can like dress this up. You can wear it with mm-hmm. a dress. You can wear it with a freaking ball gown if you wanted to. Like yeah. you can, on a bracelet, like that thing looks good. And then you can like stick a rubber strap on it and like go play at the beach.
Yo, my Aquaterra has diamond markers and a red gold bezel.
I don't think you can get more dressed up than your Aquaterra.
And I've worn that thing with blue jeans and a t-shirt. Yeah. I've worn it. I mean, for the longest time, it was my only nice watch. It was really my only watch. So I wore it everywhere. And I mean, I wore it dressed up. I wear it with dresses. I wear it with summer dresses. I wear it, again, blue shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
The Aquaterra is perfect for that. Yeah. So.
Well, going into my second one, I'm actually going to skip what I had first. I'm just going to go straight into the other Omega since Whatever. We're talking about Omegas.
Since you stole my watch. I stole it.
Okay, so I know stole this it. Is like your watch, but then like
you were like, ooh, this is a good one. Let me take it, even though I don't even want
Wait,
it.
Wait, you don't own it, though.
But I want it.
I know.
I would never have put something on here that you wanted.
Nomo Sports Neomatic. Let's talk about that.
Way to skip through my list. But I did my list days after you did
yours. Okay, okay.
All right. So anyways.
All right. I'll take it back.
Forgive us, y'all. All right. We're gonna have some words later. It's okay. All right, so Kat, go All ahead right. and talk about my watch.
Okay, so it's the Omega Plow Prof. And obviously, like, when you first see this watch, like, who doesn't think of summer, right?
Yeah.
It's got a dang trigger on this thing that, like, it moves the bezel.
Can we time out? And can I just say that Kat saying it's got a dang trigger on this thing?
What?
Like, I think I lost it.
I think I've
it was
lost
so
it.
Cute and
Y'all, just don't even listen to me the rest of this episode. I've lost it.
All right. So after the dang trigger, where are we at?
Did I say dang?
You said dang. It's got a dang trigger.
Did I really say that? Oh my God. My Southern Hillbilly came out, y'all. That's terrible. I'm gonna have to edit that out.
We're gonna get another bad review talking about representing.
We're not
the
gonna
South.
Ask people to review us
Don't
today.
Review this
Please.
Episode. All right,
go listen to our other ones.
All right, Kat.
So prom. Yeah, like your Planet Ocean, this one comes on the shark mesh mm-hmm. bracelet, which I mean is amazing. I'm totally obsessed with your shark mesh bracelet because yours actually has that seatbelt
yeah.
clasp. I know we've talked about it a million times, but I'm just obsessed with it. Like I want to find a watch that I can buy that bracelet for. I love it. And like I always wondered how comfortable it is, and I probably need to try yours on because I don't think I've ever worn it.
Oh.
Just okay. to like see on the wrist. I mean, I'm sure it's super comfy.
Yeah.
But like I feel like it also pinches. I don't know why. Mm-mm. No?
Nope. No pinch at all.
That's one worry I've always had about this watch.
It's incredibly comfortable.
And the Planet Ocean.
Yeah. It's incredibly comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I like the look of it. And to me, like when you see a shark mesh bracelet, like it's
do you
summer.
Think of sharks?
I think
of
sharks.
It's summer.
Obviously, do you not?
Maybe not because I've looked at them for so long.
Okay, so
but
since
I
we're
can see it.
Since we're on the Plow Prof, what's your favorite iteration of the watch?
Okay,
because I know you know quite a bit about them because you've been looking at them for a while.
So I love vintage Plow Profs. I think that they're much smaller. They're 600 meter water resistance. Like
yeah,
the original Plow Prof
ridiculous.
Was 600 meters, which is still amazing. That's what my Planet Edition is.
Yeah.
I do love vintage. I don't love vintage pricing. So I actually, the new ones are in titanium, which is
when
awesome.
When you say vintage, how old are you talking? Like 80s, 90s?
No, I think it's like earlier than that.
Oh.
I think it's yeah.
70s?
Yeah, like the original.
Okay.
And now I'm a terrible
but
person
because
I don't remember when they
well,
came out.
Well, if you bought, I know you like these vintage pieces, would you wear it swimming and stuff? Would you?
Hell no.
See, that's what I'm saying, but why would you want to buy one?
Because they look cool.
I know they look cool, but like I would, if I got one, I would want one that like you could do what the stuff you're talking about,
okay.
like, go outside and
swim. So to be
swim.
Fair. All right, so the new ones are titanium, so
okay.
they're incredibly lightweight
yeah.
because they're huge. Like this is not your average.
They couldn't get
like,
away with it, yeah.
Yeah, they're huge. Now, the generation before this was stainless steel. And when I say these things weigh a brick, like they are so heavy, y'all.
Yeah.
And I'm all about it. Like I'm really trying to just work up my left wrist strength, I guess, because of course I don't want it on the rubber strap. That would be boring.
Yeah.
I want it on that heavy stainless steel bracelet. And if I were doing a Plo Prof, I really want the previous generation white Plo Prof.
Oh, yeah.
Only because, yeah, I already have a white watch. I get it. Whatever. But until you see this watch in the dark, y'all don't know. This watch has the best luminescence. I've sent you a photo before,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's got the loom bezel.
Yeah, the full loom bezel. That is so amazing.
Is the white one the only one that does that?
The white previous generation is the only one that does it.
I just feel like they probably didn't sell that many of them. There's got to be like a warehouse somewhere of them.
You're going to find one. Go pick one up. Yeah.
You're going to find one one day.
Y'all don't DM me with one for sale. Y'all send her. I can't. Stop. Stop, Kat. No. Do not do it. Okay, so with the Plo Prof, what version of it do you like?
I mean, I like just the standard, the black with the orange. Yeah. I like that look. I really do. I like the contrast of the black and then that pop of orange on it. I do like that white one a lot too, but you know, I think the white works really well for me on just the regular Planet Ocean versus this. I mean, none of them look bad, to be honest. No. I've not seen a bad looking one.
I love the new ones. So there's the one that has it's like a navy blue bezel, and then it has the Sedna gold around the bezel. Oh, yeah. It looks so good.
So expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
But so, I mean, we're not in this hobby.
Okay, that's true. I know. I freaking got a Patek on my list. What am I saying?
Kat is just basically telling y'all everything on our list, so.
It's okay. We're coming to it.
Don't even bother listening to the rest of the damn episode.
I can edit it out.
All right.
Pop, so.
Pop, I approve.
All right. So what's next on your list?
G-Shock,
Summer Watch. Yeah.
Summer Watch, I feel like because we just had this conversation, none of us actually use our tool watches as tools. And for those of you who do, kudos, because I just don't.
Have you ever figured out how to set and use all the settings?
On my G-Shock? Yeah. Hell no. It just tells me what time it is. And even then, resetting it takes me a minute. But no, I feel like the G-Shock is so great because I can do anything in it and it does not matter. The new G-Shocks with the resin strap on the newer ones, especially the full metal ones, that strap is so comfortable. It has to be the most comfortable rubber strap that I've ever had on any of my watches. It's absolutely amazing. I love the new G Glides. Yeah. I feel like those are fun in summer.
Is that the way, like the ones, surf?
Yeah. Okay. So these, they're designed for surfers. The G Glide was always designed for surfers. So it actually tracks your heart rate. You can time laps in a pool, but then it also has a surf indicator, so it tells you, you know, when high tide, low tide, all that is, and it comes in teal, which I think is such a bomb summer color.
Yeah.
Like, I really need somebody to put out a teal. I really don't need somebody to put out a teal dive watch, but if you do, hit me up or tag me in the post. So yeah, I think it's an awesome watch. Any version of G-Shock, but I think that it is important during the summer for you to have that watch that, like, if you're working out in the yard or, you know, if you're doing something that you know is just you're about to beat your watch the hell up, you know, then you can
go into a water park.
Oh yeah, like, water park. That's what,
even like the beach, and because sometimes you don't want to get salt and stuff on your watch. Like, I get it.
I judge you if you don't take your dive watch to the beach, but it's fine.
I know. Some people don't. They literally are scared to, like, scratch it up. I can't see the issue
about the anti-reflective coating because I've seen some AR coating that gets really messed up. Mm-hmm. So
I've taken a Seamaster that I used to own to the beach, and like sand got in the bezel and like trying to move it, and I had to come home. I had to clean it. And if you're not a person that wants to have to go through that trouble, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would always take my dive watch. I would take a dive watch for sure.
Only because I want to take photos.
It's amazing. But
I do, when I go to water parks, I do always take a G-Shock because, yeah,
you're banging it
all over the place on slides and things like that. Yeah. I just take a G-Shock. But, I mean, you still need to know what time it is because, you know, if you got kids, there's that whole sunscreen situation. Or if you're not a brunette, there's that whole sunscreen situation. Yeah, so.
It's very true.
For sure.
That's a good option.
What's next?
So for me, I went with the Tudor Pelagos. I know I talked about this earlier, but, you know, it's got that beautiful blue dial. And I picked the blue dial version of this one.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the LHD version of it, but this one is really, really special. It screams summer. It's titanium. It's so it's super light to wear. You know, you don't really want something heavy on your wrist. Even the watch I'm wearing today, the Manta, while it's not a heavy watch, when you're outside and you're sweating, it doesn't take very long for a watch to feel heavier on your wrist.
Right.
So having a watch that's titanium might, you know, help that. I don't know if I would love it. I'm still on the fence about titanium watches. But I do like that this one's a lot lighter. I love that they did the helium escape valve. It's just flush with the side of the case. Wish Omega would start doing this at some point.
See, it doesn't bother me. And I know a lot of people do.
I'm not bothered by it. Like, I still love the Seamasters regardless. But if they could do it, why can't Omega do it? Because I know it does bother so many other people. Yeah. And it sticks out. And, like, I get it.
So does the crown, to be fair.
I know. But,
if
like,
you're not bothered by the crown.
But we're used to the crown. Like, everyone has a crown at, you know, 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock if you're Seiko. Yeah. But I don't know. I like it being fancy enough with two crowns. I like it being flush. But yeah, this just, it screams summer to me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think out of Tudor's lineup, a lot of their watches, I mean, you look at the Black Bay line, the BB58, they're all great and everything. But to me, that's like warm fall, winter colors. Granted, they work with everything. But this watch out of their whole lineup is like summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
A watch we don't ever talk about.
That's true.
Swatches. Like, so before I got really into my strap game, I wanted to, like, have different fun watches and colors and things like that. So I just bought a crap ton of swatches. Now, given my house sounded like a watch, like, shop all the time because of all the ticking, but I couldn't sleep. They weren't even in my bedroom because they tit so loud. There was a lot. I had a lot at one point. But I feel like, again, it's a go-anywhere-do-anything watch. Yeah, it has a plexiglass crystal, so yeah, if you are rough with it, you're going to scratch it up. But it's like $115, the watches overall. So I'm not worried about how much abuse this watch is going to take. Literally every fun color, print, pattern, like anything you can find on Swatch's website. Like, it gives you so much versatility to grab anything.
Yeah.
30 meters of water resistance for $100 watch is absolutely fine with me. Like, yeah. I'm okay with that. I realize that there's some things that I shouldn't do with it. But then, like, even their new big bolds, like, they're just fun. Yeah. I don't know. I like that they're different. And again, you can find absolutely anything you want in a Swatch.
Yeah, I've come so close to buying a Swatch, and for some reason, I don't know why, I cannot pull the trigger on one.
Yeah.
Like some of the System 51s that they've done, like I've gone online to buy it, and I can't do it. I don't know why. Like, there's part of me that thinks like I'm wasting money.
Yeah.
And I hate saying that, and because I know I'm going to get something cool, but I just feel like it's just going to be, I don't know, I'll end up flipping it after a certain amount of time, and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And that's fair. And I think for me now, I wouldn't really wear swatches. Like, if I'm in that sort of situation, I'm just going to grab a G-Shock. But for people who, like Tyler loves swatches. He has several swatches. And for him being 13, like, it's great. Like, he has one for kind of, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I think that even, I think for a lot of guys who have girlfriends and wives and things like that, I think it's a fun way. It's a fun alternative, maybe a great way to get her into wearing more watches, you know, because she doesn't want to take the Apple Watch maybe necessarily canoeing or stuff like that, like stuff where she's going to get really rough with it. And even guys, like I see a lot of the fun, like I was just on their website earlier, there's this new camo watch that actually kind of looks pretty damn cool. So yeah, they just offer so much, I feel like, for especially for their price point. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Cool.
All right, what you got?
I've got pretty much any of Zodiac Super Seawolves.
Yes.
Those guys are rocking it right now. And, you know, they were put in my radar last year when we got to handle the Topper limited editions. But, man, those watches, like, every single one screams summer.
Yeah.
They agree. Do these insanely fun colors, like watermelon colors. And it's like, oh my gosh, like any of them. Take your pick.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Zodiac can do no wrong right now. Like, no. They've been killing it.
And the thing is, like, releases. The quality is good. Yeah. For, like, $1,200, $1,300, you're getting a heck of a watch. Like, The Jubilee-esque bracelet it came on was super nice. And then the tropical rubber strap, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're just killing it right now. And I love all of, I cannot wait to, like, see if they do anything this summer. I hope they do. But, man, I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah. And, again, it's such a great, fun diver. All the fun colors.
And, like, the bezels they do are, like... So I know they're reminiscent of the Bakelite, you know, crystal bezels they used to do in the day. So they use the acrylic bezel inserts now, which give that Bakelite effect.
Yeah.
And it looks phenomenal. Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Agree. And they're so comfortable. That's
so comfortable.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Like, the lugs look long, but they curve down. And they fit our wrist, like, both of our wrists really well.
I miss having those.
I know. I miss it, too. Gosh. See, if I add anything this summer...
other than the watch we're already adding,
it would be very hard for me not to pull the trigger on a Zodiac, because I have a feeling our friend Rob over at Toppers have a feeling something's coming out soon. Maybe we'll see.
Allegedly possibly.
I hear rumors.
Hashtag all the watches is a real struggle, y'all.
All right. So last one.
What you got? That Kat already talked about. The Nomos.
I don't know that. I gotta delete it.
You're not gonna delete it.
I will delete it.
It's fine. The Nomos Sport Neomatic.
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing, 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 amazing summer watch. I think that one of the things that I love most about it is how different it is from Nomos. Like, mm-hmm. you typically do associate Nomos with dress watches. And so when they introduce these, like, it just kind of blew me away. I think that the fact that they come on a bracelet, I love the dials. It still has that very clean Nomos style, but they're a larger size too, which I absolutely love. You get 300 meters of water resistant. Like, Nomos made a dive watch, y'all. And it's pretty damn good. Yeah. I love how, even though, like, you do have some pops of color in the dial, but the dial, it's black. It's very neutral. But all the straps, like, you could do absolutely anything with this, and it would be amazing. Now, I'm not overly familiar with the bracelet here, so I don't know how comfortable this bracelet would be in the middle of summer. I feel like it would be okay because, like, they're such small links. But the thing that I worry about is just, like, how... I don't know, maybe uncomfortable between those links might be, just because of the way the bracelet's designed.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of the old Spadel bracelets, mm-hmm. but without the stretch.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
I've heard they're like really well made though, a couple people. I'm excited to, like, finally get my hands on one just to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this watch is basically like a low-key dive watch without being an official dive watch.
It's still thin.
Incredibly water resistant. I love that. And Nomos, you know, they do most of their club line. They're all like 100 meter water resistance. They don't have a screw down crown, but, like, I know several people that swim with them and do everything with them. And I was never afraid with mine when I had it, but they do a lot of really fun colors. Like,
yeah.
Nomos is where it's at for, like, summer colors. And I think I commented on one of their pictures. They posted this watch a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, I love this watch. I just wish it was a little bit smaller. And they sent me a DM, and they were like, well, we do have this, this, and this. And I was like, no, Nomos, I want that one. I want it smaller.
Don't try and sell me on something else.
I do appreciate it, though. That was really nice of them.
That's really nice customer service.
It is. For sure. They seem super nice. I don't know them, but they seem super nice.
All right, very last watch that we're talking about today.
Very last watch. So,
ugh.
I know. I don't know why you don't like this watch. It's the Patek Philippe Aquanaut. And
it's a hot mess.
No.
Yes. What dial color are you doing?
I don't know, because...
I feel like you want to say the green.
I really want to say the green.
And then you know that I'm going to talk hella crap about it.
I like the green. Any color, honestly. Like, they have a blue one that's really nice, too.
No.
And then they have some diamond-studded ones as well.
Nope.
Frosted. I love the Aquanaut. I'm not a fan of the Royal Oak. I'm not a fan of the Nautilus. I love the Aquanaut. Like, this is the watch I would go with. I like the grenade-style dial. I like the rubber strap. For a brand like Patek to come out with this sports watch, and all of them, like... Well, not all of them. There is a stainless steel bracelet version. I don't like that one. I think if you get an Aquanaut, you got to get it on rubber. This is a summer watch. Like, this is not a watch I'm going to be wearing in the wintertime, like, on a rubber strap. Because I don't wear rubber straps in the winter. I just don't. Like, I don't like them. But yeah, this is my pick.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Ending on a bang.
I hate everything about the Aquanaut.
But it's like, a summer. But everything you said earlier.
No, I talked about design and the design of this case.
Why is that not summer?
Me off. I just don't like
it. Because you just don't like it.
Oh, don't
even. That has nothing to do with like your summer picks,
so
though.
So what? But did you pick a summer watch that you didn't like? No.
I don't know. What did I say?
You don't.
I would never buy the Pelagos because it's titanium.
You literally just said you don't know how you feel about it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
So you weren't going to rule it out.
I'm probably never going to get it.
What a hypocrite.
I will never get a Proplov.
No, because I'm going to get it.
Exactly.
And then you can't steal my watch.
You're just mad. You're bitter.
I hate it. It's awful. It's not awful. I don't like it. Come at me in the DMs. I don't care. I will never like this watch. I don't like the grenade dial. I don't like the shape of it. It's just, no.
Okay.
Anti.
When I get one day, you won't wear it. How about that?
I don't want it. Y'all never mind this.
If y'all see me with this, that means I'm divorced, okay? Just letting you know. I'm single.
100%. I'm single. 100%. Jonathan would die. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bless him. All right. Well, now that 10 and 2 is borderline breaking up, and I don't know, Kat might be getting a divorce and everything else. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. I hope y'all know.
Don't be coming in my DMs, y'all. Please. I'm not getting a divorce. Leave me alone.
You don't want the Aquanaut that bad.
No.
Man. All right.
Jonathan, please don't listen to this episode.
Hopefully not. He's probably tuned us out by now. Yes. Does he still listen to the podcast?
No.
No.
He gave up at like episode 5.
Bless him. But yep. He's biggest supporter though. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're going to just go ahead and wrap this up before this turns into any more of a disaster. So thank you. For anybody who is still listening to this, thank you.
Thank you.
Because the exhaustion is real. But we've had fun. This was something, like I said, we really wanted to talk about for such a long time, but it didn't make sense to do it until summertime. So.
Yeah.
All right. We're retiring. Just kidding. All right. So you can find all of the pictures of what we talked about, all of the details on our show notes on the website, www.tennand2.com. Also, if you have any ideas for articles, if you enjoy writing about watches, if you want to do a watch review, if you want to just write about an experience or something that has to do with the hobby, even fairly loosely, send us an email over info@tennand2.com. We'd love to chat with you about it if you kind of like the idea of doing some writing. We would definitely love to talk about it. Make sure you're following us, y'all. So on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, we are at 10 and 2 Media. And follow us on YouTube because we're going to start doing videos.
Soon-ish.
We also need a few days off, y'all. Yeah. So, for sure.
This is our summer break. Can we take a summer break?
Do we get a summer? Can we take a beach trip?
Can we take like a week off? Will you guys let us take a week off?
I don't think we would let us take a week off.
No. We would not let it.
We'd be so bored. Like... Where would we, if I didn't come over for on Friday, like the few times I'm not over here on a Friday, I'm just like.
You don't know what to do.
Like, you know that meme that has Pablo Escobar?
Oh, yeah.
That's me like on standing. A Friday. Just standing, sitting alone on the porch swing. Like, that's me on Fridays if we're not recording. So
true.
Yeah. Is that it for the outro?
I think that is
it for the outro.
You're good.
Oh, follow us on YouTube. That's what I was talking about, I think. And our YouTube is 10 and 2. So make sure you follow or subscribe because that's what you do on YouTube. You don't follow. Subscribe and turn on alerts. I promise the video will be much better than this podcast episode was. So follow, subscribe, turn on the alerts. And we'll be on there eventually.
Yep.
At some point. All right. Y'all, we're out.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.